Very interesting mix. All right, well, here we go. Stories from a stoner. These are very interesting stories from producer Denny's life when he used to smoke weed way, way back in the day. So, yes, tell us one of the adventuresome stories that you had.
I think this is a pretty funny one. When I was living in Orlando, my buddy was having a party in his apartment. He was on the second floor. So there's about six or seven people there. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there, and he was like, "Hey, man, you want to get high tonight?" He's like, "I got nug." I was like, "I got nug, too." So
nug?
Nug. It's a short term for nugget.
I learned
See, if you tell me you have nugs, I think we have chicken McNuggets.
Nugget, I know.
Give me the sweet and sour. Let's go.
Well, you know what? Chicken nuggets and nug actually go hand in hand.
They go great together. Deadly combo.
Why is it called a nug? Because it looks like a nugget?
Yeah, it's like a nug.
It's like a nugget of weed.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I got a nug.
So, do you chief with your nug?
Yeah. You do.
Can you say that?
You can't say that.
Yeah. Nug forms, like when it's in like a bud form, it looks like a bud.
Yeah.
Like the budding of the plant.
The big thick kind. Yeah. You break it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you want bud, not stems and seeds, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have stems in the bud.
That's my weed knowledge from 1985.
You want to buy a lid?
Yeah. Is that still not? Does that still not apply? Does that apply?
I just like how you're trying to relate
no,
to
I'm
the
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to learn. Is that still something that they
right.
talk about?
You don't want stems.
Oh, you don't want stems and seeds, right?
You can say that at
you
a party.
Want the bud. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can
all right.
That.
Yeah, I remember that was like a cardinal sin.
Yeah, man.
You can say that at a party, but you're going to sound old. They'd be like, "Who brought their dad?"
Or very sober.
Who's got a doobie?
This some good
no Caesar stem.
Yeah. This some good grass right here. Yeah.
Grass is another one.
That goes with seeds and stems.
Grass. Yeah. Old man term.
In the old regs, like it's like not as good a weed. It does have a lot of stems and seeds. You really don't want that kind of weed.
And Kev, what is regs?
I don't remember.
Regs is like regular weed.
Regular
it's not
weed.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
That's the stuff you make pot brownies with.
Yeah, it's good for pot brownies.
Yep. Okay. And what do you call like really good weed?
Chronic, Crip, any of the above.
Galactic Nightmare. It depends on who you're getting it from.
Is the word dank still around?
Dank. He uses that all the time.
Dank's how you describe good weed.
Yeah, we'll be at the ale house, so he'll be eating a chicken sandwich. But, oh, man, this chicken sandwich is dank.
Okay, that's still from, that's a night. That was back in the, that was in my seed and stems days or whatever.
Your old man weed days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the kind buds.
Okay, dank's still
ones.
Around. All right, that's good to know.
So we both had a bunch of weed, and he's like, "Dude, let's get real high tonight." He's like, "I got my bathtub." What we do is we do gravity rips. Gravity is where you take like we used to take 5-gallon buckets,
yeah,
and you drill a hole in the top of it, and you stick in like a socket, like from the top of a socket wrench, because it kind of makes like a bowl piece.
Okay,
and you pop that in there, and what you do is
stoners are so ingenious.
They are.
This guy took it to the next level.
I mean,
he's always
it's
thinking
really
of weird.
Amazing. I mean, you know,
but it's only about pot stuff.
I know.
If you only applied this to like some good career,
the physics and science that they go through to
guy
get
could
stoned.
Get a rocket built in his garage.
There was this one guy. You talk about that one guy from Ohio. You said that could make a bong out of anything.
We
know a guy like that too.
It was amazing. He made the most elaborate bongs. I'm like, can't you just like, you know, take like a can and just smoke it that way? And he'd be like, "Oh yeah, no problem." But it's more fun. He just loved the challenge.
Oh yeah, there's people out there that can really
excitement
yeah.
that comes along. Yeah.
It was crazy.
So you make a gravity, and what you do is you light it, you submerge it almost to the top, so the water's not pouring into it. But
yeah.
it's an upside down bucket. You put it in a tub.
Okay.
And you light it, and you pull it up slowly, and it yeah. pulls all the smoke into the chamber between the water and the inside of the bucket.
Wow. Okay.
And then you take
that's
the
just
piece.
Physics is what
sounded
that
like
is.
A stoner there. Wow.
I really yeah. Just talk. I'm so
he rubs off on you.
You're getting high right now. You don't even know it.
Well, then you put your mouth over the top. You pull the piece out, and you push down, and it forces all that smoke into your lungs, like 5 gallons worth of smoke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're called gravities. They get you real stoned.
Oh,
not good.
I would die.
Not good for you beginning smokers.
Yeah. So, first timers, don't
no.
gravity.
No, absolutely. I've watched people do it and then immediately
no, just give
vomit.
Me the rags.
Yeah.
They vomit?
Give
them
the old man weed.
I want the rags.
People who aren't ready for it.
I want you're, seeds and stems.
You're no. more of a reg guy.
Yeah, you probably like the rags. I don't know. Get that KB. But,
uh-huh.
So what we were doing was we were on the porch. We filled up a trash can with a hose and filled it all the way up, and we were doing big rips. So my one buddy goes to take a rip, and he hits it so hard he's coughing. He backs up into the railing,
yeah.
and the railing part snaps a little bit, and he falls over it. Off
from the second story?
Floor,
oh,
onto
my.
His shoulder. He breaks his shoulder.
Gosh.
Well, the first thing we do is make sure he's alive. But the second thing is, like, we got to call the paramedics, and we have to get this weed smell out of this house. because we were having a party.
Good luck. Oh my God. You just did 5 gallon hits. Yes. All of you.
Yeah, you have a trash can.
Oh, it's insane. The whole house reeks of weed, so we're just spraying Febreze, and we're trying to clean it out as much as we can. We got dryer sheets going, everything we can think of. And we, you know, the paramedics get called, and then a cop comes. Fortunately, the cop.
Always, cops and you.
Well, fortunately, the cop was like on his phone, and he didn't come in. He was just kind of like chaperoning to make sure the paramedics were good and stuff.
Yeah,
he was like invested in something else.
Uh-huh.
And so the paramedics come, and like, we must have been good because nobody said anything. And then the last minute, the paramedics take him away, and he's like, hey, by the way, you guys got to stop smoking weed and falling off balconies here.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, the paramedics said it to us after we thought we were in the clear.
Yeah, I mean, you're never in the clear. You're going to think that you are.
I don't think I can keep my eyes open at this time. I mean,
stop smoking weed and falling off balconies.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got to stop smoking weed and falling off balconies.
You thought he was slick.
Your friend's lucky he didn't die.
No kidding.
Really. That's scary. Wow.
We thought he did because we were all laughing, and then I was like, we obviously saw what
happened.
Where'd
he go?
Yeah.
If he's standing there 1 minute and then he's gone.
That's a buzzkill.
That's horrible.
He was down there like moaning.
Oh, shit.
But I guarantee he was moaning down there, there were people that were still hitting it up. They were still smoking pot up.
Well, after he left, two of the girls went with him to the ER and followed him in the ambulance, but we ended up staying there hitting more gravities.
I hope he's okay.
I'm really concerned.
Is this true? El Gato Mantequilla in the KBJ TV chat room is saying, just cook bacon. It covers every smell.
Oh. I guess that's a great idea. See, bacon wasn't as popular back when I was in college. Like, it caught this trend.
It did catch a trend.
Wow, well, that's a good tip.
El Gato sounds very credible to me.
He did. No, El Gato definitely smokes.
Well, if you ever make weed brownies in your oven, your house will smell like weed for like 3 weeks. So you gotta be careful.
So cook them in your friend's house.
Yes. Okay.